Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
First to Chicago, where education advocates are working to change Illinois law to allow school board members to be paid. Now, under state law, they can't be, although they can be reimbursed for expenses related to the job. A bill introduced by state lawmakers last fall could change that, and this push comes ahead of Chicago's new school board elections in November. Becky Vivi is Chicago bureau chief for our editorial partner Chalkbeat, the nonprofit education news outlet. Becky, give us some context here. What does, you know, school board pay look like across the country?
Sure. So in Chicago, they are not paid. They are also appointed members. That's true in New York City and in a number of urban districts where the school board is appointed by the mayor. Additionally, nationally, about 70% of school boards are not paid positions beyond sort of just expenses related to the job. Okay. The big outliers are Los Angeles, which does allow board members who do not have outside employment to be paid up to about $125,000 a year. And California law does allow other school boards in the state to be paid. I believe they cap it around $25,000. Florida is the same. They set a salary for all school board members, and Miami-Dade, which is the third largest in the nation, pays its board members around $47,000 a year.
Okay.
So there's kind of a mixed bag across the country.
Right. Well, you said something interesting. You said that school board members are often appointed, but I just said that Chicago's school board has elections in November.
Yes. Yes. And these are our first school board elections. We have had an appointed board since 1995. And before that, there was a sort of wonky nominating process and the mayor still had the final say. So what is happening now is Chicago is shifting to a 21-member school board. Initially, it will be partially elected and partially appointed. And then in 2 years, everybody will be appointed. So we're headed in the direction of having 21 people represent communities across the city on a new governing body, essentially, over the school district. So advocates are saying, you know, Chicago Public Schools is the second largest employer in the state. It's a $9 billion budget. And the people who get elected to these 21 seats ought to have some compensation.
Right.
Some of the rules and regulations around who can run or serve restrict people who work for or contract with the Chicago Public Schools. So if you're a teacher, you can run for school board, but then you would have to quit your job to actually be on the school board. Another really big reason why people are advocating for paying board members is that Chicago Public Schools serves mostly low-income students. And in order for any of their parents, their families, people who actually are interacting with students in these communities to be able to serve on the school board, you would need to offer some kind of pay. These are people who can't afford to quit their jobs. Many are low income, many are working class. They cannot just spend 30 hours a month on school board meetings and school board matters when they need to put dinner on their own table.
Right. Well, you've been referring to, and I did too, education advocates who are pushing for this pay. What does that mean to be an education advocate? Because a lot of people might consider themselves an education advocate, but they may have differing opinions, for instance, about banning books. So what do you mean when you say education advocates?
Well, so we have a number of different groups, different nonprofits, community groups, people who advocate for different stakeholders in the system. And the story I wrote last week, you know, one group, Educators for Excellence, as well as a couple of others, Kids First Chicago, which is sort of a coalition of parent advocates, they have you know, sort of penned this letter. They want people to support this legislation to get it moving. They're actually also calling on the teachers' union to join them in this fight. The teachers' union in Chicago hasn't yet really made a public statement as to whether or not they support compensation. There's a variety of levels of pay that people support. Some people say, sure, yes, it should be a job just like we call them aldermen, but city councilmen, people who serve on our city council and represent communities, they are paid six figures. You know, some people argue that should be what the school board members get paid. Others are saying a reasonable stipend would be fair. Mm-hmm. Other states do similar things where it's a sort of stipend-based compensation.
Well, tell us more about what else opponents of paying school board members say. I mean, why would they not want school board members paid?
Well, you know, one of the big things is that it costs money. It costs money. It adds a layer of administration. That's one of the things you'll see people argue is that, you know, these are really civic duty level positions that people serve on. They do not take them as full-time jobs. And so that is one of the biggest arguments against paying board members nationally and certainly locally here.
That's Chalkbeat, Chicago Bureau Chief Becky Vivi, talking about a move in Chicago to pay school board members. We'll follow that with you, Becky. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, Becky tells us this bill to mandate school board pay is unlikely to pass before the school board election in November. We'll keep an eye on this.